Hi, my name is Jackson Bachavich, a first-year creative communications student and today's guest host of the Red River Report. Today I'm joined by Janine Busleschuk, RRC Polytech's co-chair of the Anti-Racism Action Committee. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I think we can get right into it. We talked a bit to start. So first off, can you kind of talk to me about your role with the Anti-Racism Committee and like what does that kind of entail?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm the co-chair of the Anti-Racism Action Committee. I actually volunteered to be part of this committee. So our participation is completely voluntary, and it's not mandated for like the college whatsoever. So anything that I talk about here is from my role as co-chair and from my lived experience and not in behalf of the college itself. So in my role, what I really do is I set up agendas, lead meetings, organize ideas, participate in our initiatives, and always trying to provide a different perspective based on my own lived experience and learning. So part of that is really promoting the committee's work, supporting like other members, providing perspective when it's needed, and finding ways to uplift people's voices.
So can you kind of explain to our listeners what the Anti-Racism Committee's main mission is?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we volunteer our time because we're passionate about these like initiatives. And what we're really trying to do is create a safe and inclusive community at RRC Polytech. And this really comes into form as like projects, events, resources that support students and employees as they go through their EDI journey. The group actually meets monthly to discuss topics and initiatives from like the personal perspective and lived experience. We have subcommittees within the group that meet regularly to plan and discuss these events, whether it be like the Truth and Reconciliation Community of Practice, Inclusive Week, social justice committees. So there's always this drive to explore ways of building a culture of caring to ensure that the campuses are safe and welcoming spaces for everyone.
So what kind of opportunities do you guys offer to like students and faculty members to get involved kind of?
Get involved. First of all, it's a chance to build community. When you come to the group or you participate, it's a chance for you to build that community. Because when it comes to anti-racism, it's really about organizing and building community by engaging with people who have common goals but different perspectives. And I think that that's like a really important thing to emphasize. We have a common goal of addressing racism, but we have different perspectives on it. We want to provide opportunities to engage in a conversation, provide resources that help people take on an intersectional lens. Advocacy is rooted in education and learning, so we really want to inspire people to learn, participate, and build community. It takes time and a lot of mistakes to unlearn the biases and challenge systems, so we know it's slow. So it's really important to take the time to learn and grow. So in terms of opportunities, this is an opportunity for people to share ideas. So when you attend these events, when you attend the meetings, you're really sharing ideas and experiences, connecting with people who have the same goals, shape the college's approach to anti-racism, and contribute through like active participation, like discussion, while you're experiencing that personal growth and development.
I have some questions about like events and workshops and stuff. Like what in particular do you guys do? I was researching your website and it looked pretty cool. I know you guys had a screening of The Skin You're In last week here at my campus. What other kind of events do you do and how normally do they work?
So we have had like past events. So like, for example, the Social Justice Engagement Club has, you know, events where we discuss videos, books and other resources. So we share those like things and engage in like a discussion like afterwards or during that meeting. The Truth and Reconciliation a community of practice, like I've mentioned before, is when community members meet in a circle and with learning partners to extend and apply their learning to take action to advance, you know, truth and reconciliation and anti-racism in their workplace and communities. We also had a Black History Month book tasting event in the past, which offered, like, you know, a selection of related reading options in a fun restaurant style setting. And there has also been like anti-racism panel discussions and diversity speaker series, which includes like virtual opportunities for guest speakers to come and present and engage in discussions. So attending all of like these things, but just in the past Inclusive Week, a lot of the events during Inclusive Week was put on by us. So guest speakers, events like the drag storytelling, those are things that we have put up in the past.
So I know here at my campus, like, there's a big population of international students. I'm thinking it's the same over there at NDC. I've never been. What makes this club like unique and different from other anti-racism clubs there are, especially in a college with that big of a population of international students?
I think it's just, it speaks to the fact that, again, we're so committed to promoting equity and diversity that it seems like it's the same goals for a lot of like anti-racism groups, a lot of groups really. So this particular group, it's there's a lot of drive and initiatives that are like coming out from like this group, because we are also working towards the same goals of having like a working environment that is welcoming, accessible, respectful, and engaging for everyone. So in terms of like how different we are, I don't think that it's like quite unique in different groups, but I think that we are representatives of the college. And when we're talking about the college, and it's funny, you bring up like EDC and NDC, but our committee is composed of both NDC and EDC staff. And members. So it's really great. And we sort of like go back and forth. Like personally for me, I visit both campuses. So it's really important to have representatives at different levels, at different sites, to like come and participate in the group, because the more that we have that perspective, the better the initiatives and events are going to be.
What are some of the most impactful things like you have been a part of since joining, like whether it be an event or just something that you've seen the committee done well or impact students?
I think that like the most impactful ones, like as I've said, like I'm new, so there's been a lot of like conversations about like initiatives that we want to do. And so I've been part of like the Skin You're In like event, and that was like, it was really well done, I think, and there was a lot of planning going into that. Yeah. But I'm helping with the Truth and Reconciliation Community of Practice as well. I'm seeing all of the initiatives that we're putting forth, but also like on top of that, there has been a lot of discussions on bringing in like a book club for anti-racism, but also putting up like workshops and webinars that talk a little bit about like things like community organizing. So I emphasize like community building as a really important portion of anti-racism work and advocacy. And so we want to bring out like tools and methodologies that have been proven like outside of like the college, and bringing those tools in to help people understand what it means to be anti-racist and what to do about it. So organizing is like a really, really big portion of, you know, changing systems, because without organizing, without building community, you're not going to have the support that you need to move forth change.
So like, what does the future have in store for this committee? And like, you've kind of talked about the things you're planning. I was really interested in the workshops. I was going through them on the website. And could you talk to me a bit about that a little bit?
Well, in terms of like the future plan, really, we want to continue to celebrate like EDI in all forms. Mm-hmm. We want to recognize and celebrate EDI days throughout like the year. We're also hoping to bring back immersive stories. If you've never participated in immersive stories, that's something that we really are trying to get back into, and just really continuing discussions on ways to like raise the profile of the committee and expand the work that we do. We want to normalize really conversations around like addressing and speaking out against racism and sharing with others how to get involved and spark that change. And in terms of like things like workshops, webinars, like that we talked about, we really want to like go back to like the drawing board and see like in an advocacy lens, what are some of the things that people need in order to go out there and continue the work, not just like within the college, like perspective too, like for students, when it comes to like going out there, when they're working, how does this apply? How does this work? Because we all know it's different, like outside of the college is different. And this is like a time to grow and learn from each other. And I can speak for myself when I say I learn from students a lot. So students participating in discussions and getting involved is such a great way to bridge gaps in understanding.
Lastly, how can we as students get involved in this kind of stuff, whether it be volunteering or just showing up? Like, what do you suggest for the students to be able to get involved in this?
Yeah, students, like, you know, we have over 30 members and it's mostly staff, but students are always welcome. And there's actually like a standing invitation to the executives of the RRC Polytech Students Association to like to come and regularly attend like the meetings to provide that student perspective. Honestly, there's no limit to the number of participants, and we're always, always looking for people who are eager to come in and jump and like provide perspective and do so. So there are calls for volunteers or anyone interested in helping out in specific events or initiatives that are like shared through staff and student news. So in terms of students, like going to that student news, I know it's like done twice like a week. Yeah. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's tiring to go through that student news, but it's really important because mm-hmm. that's where we mostly like communicate to students. So yeah, but web services is actually trying to update the RRC website to give the committee a lot more presence and have really give us the ability for potential new members to make contact, ask questions. But if anyone has any questions or comments concerning like EDI at the college, there's an email, diversity@rrc.ca. They can always email that and someone would get back to them.
Well, I think that's everything I have for you today. Thanks for joining me. It's a great thing that you guys are doing, especially for students. And that was awesome.
Thank you so, so much.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my episode of the Red River Report. And if you have any questions about the Anti-Racism Committee, you can always email diversity@rrc.ca or find a lot of information on the college website. Janine was very nice to talk to. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to her as much as I did talking to her.